The Orvis School of Nursing at UNR started with just 12 students and 5 faculty. Now, 60 years later, the school has about 300 students each year. The school's dean is Dr. Patsy Ruscella, and she sat down with Assistant Professor Emily McClure to share some of her memories about the profession.
So, Dr. Ruscella, over your time frame of being a nurse, how have you seen the transition from nursing from when you first graduated to you as dean of the Orvis School of Nursing?
Well, Emily, I've been a nurse for 44 years, so I've seen a lot of change in the profession. For many, many years, nurses were educated at the diploma level in hospital-based diploma programs rather than in universities and receiving baccalaureate degrees. I think nurses have a much better understanding of the scientific basis on which clinical practice is done. There is a much more collegial relationship with other healthcare professionals, too. Now, remember way back when I started in nursing, physicians and nurses really didn't see themselves as collaborators. We actually, when a physician would come to the nurse's station, we would stand up and give that physician our seat. And we have come a long way with respect between the two professions. Nurses now, I think, take care of much more acute patients. Patients are sicker when they're in the hospital, when they come in, and their lengths of stays are shorter than they used to be. Patients go home like same-day surgery for many surgeries now. So over my lifetime so far in the profession, there's just been a vast change for the better for how we care for patients.
So Dr. Ruscella, every nurse usually defines a moment in their career where it's very memorable to them that can either impact them or change the course of their future. And I was wondering, maybe, do you have a memory like that?
Well, a great deal of my career was spent dealing with high-risk infants in the neonatal unit. So there were actually a couple of instances that I think had a real impact on the direction I took. One was a young woman who was married, upper middle class, I would say, but gave birth to a premature infant who was in the NICU with us for several weeks before that baby could go home. And I got to know this young woman pretty well from being in the nursery with her baby when she would come to visit. She just had so many questions. You know, she was a woman who had insurance, who had good prenatal care, but she kept questioning, well, why did I have a premature baby? I did everything right. And there were so few nurses at that time that really sat down and listened to her. And this one particular mother really kind of drove home the importance to listen when the patients talk, that there's a lot you can learn that will help you in your nursing practice if you listen, but it's also so therapeutic and cathartic for that patient.
What advice would you have to young adults going into the field of nursing?
I would say, be true to yourself. Always do the right thing. Because there are so many influences. When you start working in an acute care setting in a hospital, coming right out of school, things are going so quickly. Things are moving. Patients are sick. Emergencies are coming in. And there's always a temptation to maybe cut some corners because you feel like, I just can't do everything. But that's the advice I'd give to somebody. You know, take a breath, take a step back and say, this is what I need to do in this situation, and this is the right thing to do.